Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 81. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
All good things, all the time.
Making it happen.
That's what we do. We make things happen.
We make it do what it
Not
do.
Not sure what things they are, but
we're a special bunch.
Are you saying we ride the
You know, we
bus?
Are special. We are special. My wife always says, honey, you're special. I go, thank you. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
I get the term weirdo is what I get. But
about 20 minutes later, I think I'm like, man, I think I got insulted. Takes me a minute.
I should be mad, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I think it's good to be special. This
it's actually amazing.
This time in the history, I think it's a good thing. I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Against the grain.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take whatever I can get.
Right.
You guys having a good weekend?
Too many people trying to be cookie cutter.
We are not cookie cutter.
I like cookies, but not the... Yeah, I don't want to be cookie cutter.
No, we're not cutter cookies. Nope. We're we do it our way. And we do it our
way.
Way.
Yes, our way.
Oh, I was thinking Frank Sinatra.
Frankie. Oh, yeah. Wow. I like that even better. Sorry.
That explains a lot. Two different directions.
We're all over the place, right?
Wow. Hey, creepies. Hope you're doing well. Yeah. If you can't
I like the Frank Sinatra better.
Blue eyes. No, but weekend's going all right so far?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
good.
A yes.
Good. Yeah, I had a full belly after my hot dog and applesauce and my drink at the Quaker Day Parade. That's what it's called.
Quaker Day.
Yeah. Lots of candy passed out to the kids. So
when the creepies here,
a lot of friends.
We're going to get on a radio interview today.
We are.
Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, the ghost host.
The ghost
host. We are excited. It's going to be great.
So excited.
I'm pretty, pretty excited. Very, we're appreciative of that, this opportunity. So, yeah, her dad, John, he's been, he posted it today. On our, on
he's
the,
a cool
on
guy.
Facebook.
I have not
he
met
is.
Him just socially. I mean, like social media.
Right.
Lee.
He's, yeah. Oh, and he's, he I like that. How you put that together.
I didn't have social that all put together media. In my head. So it was kind of cobbling it together at the, in the spur
You're
of
like
moment.
A kid jumping rocks across a river.
Social media.
Right. So, but he seems like a cool guy is what I'm trying to say.
I would agree. And he's got a sweetheart of a daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, and we hope the creepies are doing well whenever they hear this. So let's get to it. How about the announcements, Sean?
First part of the announcements, we always want to make sure that we're highlighting the mental health community here, as with our creepies, with us, with everybody. We all need it. So we always, always, always give out the substance abuse and mental health hotline first, and that's 1-800-662-4357. And the Veteran Suicide and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Another way to connect with someone to get help for you yourself with either suicide or other mental health crises is to call or text 988, and you'll get the help that you or your family friend needs. And also to visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying.
You know what's that face for? You were like,
because I said bullying so well.
You know what that's reminded me of?
Probably yourself.
Bully for you.
Bullying. Not necessarily the bullying, but bulls. I watched a video recently.
Where are we going with it?
You'll see. You'll see.
Bull caca.
And you got, creepies and everyone can look it up and have a laugh. A new thing that they do at rodeos that I came across, though, is, you know, those big blown-up orbs that you can get inside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got, like, a medium size where your legs stick out, and you can run around. And they do, like, soccer. And they do soccer in the rodeo stadium with a bull running around hitting them.
That's funny.
I have seen that.
That's funny.
Insane.
Yeah. I signed up for next week.
Makes for great entertainment, right?
Yeah.
We might have to find a... someone to replace Todd. He might not survive.
He might not.
Darnest thing.
Rootin' tootin'.
I want to do that.
That'll be an interesting awesome. Funeral ceremony, though. And let's
go,
be honest.
And they go flying.
Oh, yeah.
They get
like 20 foot up in there.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The ball pops.
I can just picture.
My luck, the horn. Yeah.
I can picture the funeral ceremony now. I go up to Amy. I'm like, I'm really sorry about Todd, you know, and blah, blah. And she'll be like, don't be sorry. He's an idiot. Yeah.
But they serves them
right.
Right.
Yeah, she would say that, actually, to be honest with you.
They also do poker. Four guys sit at a table in the middle of the arena playing poker, and the last one sitting wins as a bull runs around and tries to hit him.
What?
I'm not doing that. And not just because I don't know how to play poker.
Not great, but great, if that makes any sense.
I would love to go see it.
Yeah.
Did I finish my announcements? Did I ever?
Oh, no. Yeah, you did.
I think I did. Oh, okay.
No, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
That spiraled out of control.
Das
bowl.
Ist gut.
That, yeah. I would do the get me in the little good. Ball yep. thing, but I'm not doing poker.
Shikes.
I don't know how to play poker. Yikes. Uno. I'm down for Uno. Draw four. Hurry.
Play.
Skip.
Play Yahtzee, right?
Oh, my gosh. I like Yahtzee.
Poker's the same thing.
So you're saying you can do any of these activities with a bull chasing around you. That's, I mean, pretty much anything.
Oh,
sit in a chair, sipping tea.
A spelling bee.
I've got sipping tea. I've got
sorry, Johnny.
Jenga.
That's crazy.
You're already like nervous and stressed. Like, all right. Then you got a bull run.
And you pull the red one out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, start exactly, shooting. Right?
Yeah, that'd be my luck.
Oh, my gosh.
That could be a new sport.
Yeah.
What would we call it? Bowl Jenga?
Bowl Jenga.
Bojangles?
Bowl Kaka.
Jenga Bowl.
I like it.
You like it?
I'm not sure. Derailed.
You did, but I like it.
A little bit.
It's kind of no, all right.
It's good. It was worth it.
A little bit okay.
Not even mad. thank you, Sean, for the announcement.
You're most welcome.
And you know, I want to get to the main part of the show.
Let's go.
That's the Todd's dad joke of the show.
Oh, wait. I thought we were actually going into the show.
I love the support.
I thought his discussion was the joke of the show.
I love the excitement that you have my dad joke.
I'm poised.
I'm ready. I've been using these at work, so let's give me another one.
I like this one. This is really good. I've liked them all, but this one's really good. Okay. This one, when I read, I'm like, that's an LOL. What'd your grandma think it was again?
Lots of love.
It's not a lots of love. It's a laugh out loud.
From grandma.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you call a pudgy psychic? A fortune teller.
That's actually really good.
Fortune.
That's a good. That's actually really good.
Yeah, that's good play in words.
You like that? Yeah. Fortune teller.
I didn't laugh, but yeah, it's good.
I got a couple here that I had. This is I won't tell you where
tough
I got.
Crowd.
I got a couple. I'm going to throw in real quick. These are Disney related, just super quick because they're funny. Why would Snow White make a good judge? Because she's the fairest of them all.
Oh,
and this one's really good. Why does Ariel wear seashells? Because
I've heard this one.
You have because yes. D shells are too big and B shells are too small.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to get rid of that.
And again, fortune teller.
Sorry, I tried to derail it. It didn't work.
There's a laugh. All right, that was Todd's dad joke of the show. And from
whatever mine
it's usually
was.
Better the fourth time you say it. Yeah.
That's only three times. It's a fortune teller, Nate.
Oh, now I get it.
can you hear that?
Nope.
Listen to the creepies. They're dying laughing. They're just dying.
Tuned out, yeah.
they're strangling like themselves.
Zombies.
They're strangling themselves. All right, Sean, tell the creepies what we're
going to
do.
We are going to do something really fun. This is all of ours, so we're not having to give credit where credit's due.
No.
This is going to include all of us, and this is a brainchild of, I think, all of us, right?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I don't
it know. Is going to be titled Top 5 Horror Movies, and then it's each one of us has our own list, and we're going to... Yeah.
Personal
list. This was hard to do. This was fun.
It was really hard.
It was very difficult.
I think if we made top 20, it'd be hard.
I agree with that.
But we don't have that much time.
I mean, honestly, I love horror movies, even if they're horrible. So
we've talked about your leprechaun slash.
He likes horror burl. Horrible.
So
I get it.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I mean, you watch 200 movies. Well, they're all on the list. I don't know. I like them.
Yeah. We just pick five. I mean, my number one is definitely the number one by far, but four are, you know.
I tried to go with ones that I remember watching, and all these I watched at a younger age, majority of them. And I recall seeing them and actually having the feel of being frightened or
me too.
That's sort of what I went by.
Me too.
Because there's a lot of horror movies I watch nowadays, you know, with being 41 going on 42 years old. I mean, I'm not necessarily scared of them, but I like the premise of the story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
A little horror masterpiece, right?
Yeah.
So I was telling my wife about the episode we're going to do and the topic, and I told her that my, again, I could do a top 30, and I'd be like, man, you know, it'd be hard to kind of condense it down to top 30. So top five was hard. I told her that these are movies that wherever it is in the movie, like if it's halfway through, I'm gonna stop and watch it. I don't have to like that. No,
because you know it by heart, right?
I love it. I love So there's a bunch of movies like that. I had to pick five, and so that anyway, that was kind of my the way I went about.
I'm gonna fortune tell that number one on all of our lists is gonna be the Care Bears movie.
Oh, you stole that from me.
You stole Sean's.
I'm going to change mine now.
Well, remember, I had Pippi Longstocking.
Jerk face. Oh, gosh. Ruined that one.
It's called Pippi Longstocking Kills.
Right. She just does, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's got the hair and spins around and
her
slices
red
people.
Hair isn't natural.
No. They have blades at the end of them. All right, who wants to start? Who wants to start with number five?
You want me to do mine first? I always
do,
you know,
number five.
If you get, okay, my number five is The Shining. I'm just going to go out there and say The Shining.
Terrible movie. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. We have done an episode on it. Jack, so, he's right here, right?
So, The Shining. What is it about that movie? Which I know we did an episode about, but like,
just like Nate was saying, it is something that sticks with me from my childhood and watching it and thinking this is crazy. I mean, and we enjoyed talking about it too. In depth, but I love Jack Nicholson. He's one of my favorite actors too, to be fair. And now as a kid, I don't know.
He's decent. He's a decent actor.
He's decent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he's out there, he's decent. But yeah, it's just so memorable. So many memorable lines. It's scary. The creep factor is there. The scare factor. The fact that this could actually happen to a family. You know what I mean?
It has.
And it has. Well, this is true.
You know,
true. But I'm just saying, like, you know, any of us, and let's hope not. But it is. It's just enduring. So I will say that.
That's I agree. What about you, Nate? What's your number five?
Number five, in no particular order, but sort of in an order.
Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh,
The
Creeper. One of my favorites.
I like all of them. No. A lot of mine are like franchise too.
Oh, of course.
It's like I don't play favorites as far, you know, it's the entire thing.
Yeah, you do.
You just like the franchise.
But the very first one, I always remember them driving down the country road and the big truck coming up on the back of them and hitting the train horn.
Uh-huh. Beating you?
And it's on like, the license plate? Beating you, but then it's be-eating you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, where is this movie going to go from here?
Yeah, I love that beating.
And then you see him throwing carcasses down a tube at the church, and it's like, well, what is this?
Yeah.
What is it? You know?
They're all meshed together or sewed in the
Didn't
the
Betsy Kulikowski ask what the creeper was? And
she did on the Facebook.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It was just kind of
so
funny.
I sent her like two or three pictures of him.
She's like Batman? No, not like Batman. And not like Indiana Jones.
Nope. This one doesn't quite die. No.
Yeah, I just like this one.
And I like the story with him. It's every 23 years that he comes to feed, you know, and he sniffs out. Like he could have 10 people in line up. And he'll just pick one person because
he'll
find
the part that he needs.
Yeah, and everybody else is safe. It's why it's not like he just kills everybody for whatever. It's it's certain people for certain part of the body.
Mm-hmm. Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
There's a guy that their podcast we follow each other on Instagram, and
that's creepy too.
He posted he posted something. I said he goes what are your he posted his top five horror characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so I posted my five.
We got to do that too.
And I said, and one of them is the creeper. And I said, he is so underrated. He doesn't get enough love.
That's true.
You know, it's always the Michael, Jason, Freddy. But I'm like, the creeper's it's pretty cool.
Well, I like how he
got the bat wings. And
what was it? He got hit by the car and ran over. And all
they kept running over him.
Yeah.
Like six.
And then his wings come out and he's all
starts flapping.
Messed up. Yeah. And he takes off to go heal.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, that's a good one, though. That's a good one. Okay.
That's a good one.
I'm ready for yours. I can't wait for yours.
Number five. Again, it's hard. This movie I've seen probably 37 times. It's a movie that wherever it is in the movie, I'm going to stop and watch it. I like both of them. It's a franchise, but Fright Night. Right? The original Fright Night.
Yeah. That is a good choice.
Love with Roddy McDowall. Uh-huh. When he's, he's the actor, and then he ends up trying to help Charlie kill the vampire that lives next door. I love the original Fright Night.
Didn't you post the movie? 1987 or 88. The movie. Weren't you watching or something? I think you posted the movie.
Yeah, the second one's cool too, but I love the first one. And I've seen the new one that came out 10 years ago with the Irish actor. It was good. It was. They did a good job, but the original's awesome. So
We have a guest. It's a fly in here.
Yeah, he's always doing a flyby. I don't know why.
There's a horror movie about that.
Oh, that's right.
That's a creepy movie. Mm-hmm. Mine's Fright Night, the original. So,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Hey, you know what, Nate? Number four.
Number four.
Ooh, you knew number four? Oh, yeah. I like this. Ever going out of order.
Number four. Halloween.
Never heard of it.
I do love the original. It's really hard on any movie franchise to beat the original.
Right.
But I do like all the other episodes, too. And I think Rob Zombie did a really good job doing his little version of it. So, yeah, I like him. Michael Myers.
Nice.
What's there not to like?
That's fair. And now Halloween.
Eminem. I call him Eminem.
isn't Halloween ending? Isn't the next or the last one coming out?
Or
and
does
Halloween
it?
Ends? Who knows?
Will
it's
it
never,
end?
Yeah. Never. Never ever.
Yeah. So Halloween, huh? Number four. Okay.
That's a good choice.
I'm going to do my number four.
Go for
it. And Sean, you may have heard of this movie. I don't know. It.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I love the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. But I like the original,
Clowns.
I need to stop clowning around. No, the newest one, part one.
Right.
Yeah, with the kids. Mm-hmm. I think it's creepy, scary.
I love Pennywise.
Yeah.
I think the other indicator for these movies is that it keeps you, like, you can remember the ones that kept you up, like that you couldn't sleep after watching. And Exorcist is not on my list. Or
and you know these movies, too. I want to say, other than just
that one
watching.
Kept me up.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah. Other than watching these movies wherever, if it's the beginning, the middle, or the end, it's also movies that I can see 400 times and I never get tired.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because there are some movies in other genres I'm like, oh, a really good movie. I only need to see it once or twice. I'm not going to go, you know what I mean? But these movies, it.
Something that has the comeback factor.
Ooh, yes, that's right.
Number four, Sean.
Number four for me is German, is Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
So, Poltergeist, we've talked about.
Never heard of it.
It was really hard to rank that one down there, but that's where I had to put it. But it is. It's one that I remember from being a kid. We talked about it in one of our episodes as well.
Yes,
I love that movie and where it goes in that whole movie is really cool. And I do like the fact that it has the Steven Spielberg feel. So it's not all like there's a lot of horror for me anyway. Watch it now. It's not scary really, but when I was a kid, it scared the crap out of me. I'll be honest.
Told you I was 11, and I had my sister and my mom watching with me. I mean, they're like,
"Calm
down."
There's also
I was hyperventilating.
There's some humor in it. It even ends with some humor, so it's just it's got that balance that I really like. And as a kid, I could handle it.
You know, the Steven Spielberg. I never thought about that, but like even with the scary, creepy scene with the skeletons in the pool, to me that's like a Steven Spielberg. Like I could see that happening in Indiana Jones or some type of
you can almost feel E.T. there, right?
Not so much E.T.
I'll be right here in the pool in the mud.
That's a classic movie.
Yeah.
That's
my number four.
Everybody remembers if you say Poltergeist, they're like, oh, yeah,
there.
The braces, the clown.
Yeah, the clown.
I mean, all that. Yeah, they're here.
Little girl.
Classic line. You know.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's go watch it right now.
That is good.
Where are we at? Number three?
Number three.
I'll start with number
three. I like this. I like how we're shuffling the deck here.
This movie, all-time great, all-time actor, and it was hard not to, who was gurgling?
That was him.
That was, it's the gurgled.
The gurgler.
You ever seen that movie? Creepy.
1989.
He goes around going, he'll grab you and just gurgle you to death. Mine's The Shining, number three.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey. It's good.
It's got everything. It messes with you emotionally, mentally. It's got the creepy, scary factor with, many a great line. Let's see. There's one he says. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's Johnny.
All right.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, great actor.
Sort of like the possession, losing your mind type
right?
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. And so I watched that as a kid. Again, I watched all these movies as a kid. I'm like, oh my gosh, my mom and dad are literally trying to kill me. So many great scenes. My two favorite ones is with when she walks up to the typewriter and it just says, all play it, or all, was all work, no play makes Jack a dull.
Jack a dull boy.
It's
yeah.
like, and it's just thousands of over and over and over. And it's like in her eyes. And then the part where she's backing up on the stairs and he's, you know, Wendy, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. He's like, Wendy, light of my life. It's like creepy. I mean, he, yeah, yeah.
It's that dark sinking into psychological madness.
Mess. And I, and seriously, I've got goosebumps talking about, because think about those scenes. I'm like, that's the type of movie that is awesome. And my daughter, of course, great just pick. Watched it. And then we watched the sequel, Dr. Sleep. Mm-hmm. Great movies.
Yeah.
But I'm just say The Shining, you know, so. That was my number three.
That's good.
Sean, number three.
My number three, this is one that it scares me because, I mean, we kind of talked about it. We need to cover it at some point. Chainsaw Massacre. It is, you know, the Ed Gein talk and all of the stuff.
Yes.
Chainsaw Massacre scares me because they could really happen and you really could have some kind of a crazy person in your basement.
Cannibalistic,
you know,
family.
The idea of that, I can still, this gives me the chills too. Girl trying to, almost escaping, being grabbed, and like, oh, she's so close. And then just that, like, you're there with her and those victims, like, oh, and then just being put up on the ice pick is just, it's just like, seriously, like, that is, oh my gosh. And then Leatherface, he's one of the most terrifying, you know, I got him up here as Dracula's my favorite, but Leatherface probably scares me the most just because it's like, I can't even imagine, you know, male or female.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. There's no neighbors really close. And you got this, this crazy cannibalistic family. And that scene where she's on the porch and then she walks and then he just reaches and grabs her and she's kicking. I mean, it's like, oh crap. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Nice seeing you, lady.
The dinner scene, you know, like there's so much to that movie that is so disgusting and so horrific, but it sticks with you. And it, again, I don't sleep.
Well,
when
and the thing about that movie and a lot of those movies I like is when, you think, okay, they're safe. Oh, this guy's going to help. She goes to the gas station. She doesn't realize. And then he's the dad. He's not the granddad. He's the dad. And he's in on it. It's like, he's part of that family. And so every it's time awful. She thinks she's going to be saved or she's going to get help, I was losing my breath. She cannot. She cannot ever get it. And she's screwed. And it gets worse. It actually gets worse instead of better.
I have to do a cute little, quick little. So the Chainsaw Massacre 2000, when it came out, you know, Jessica Biel. I love Jessica Biel. I still do.
That's the only, let me tell you real quick, that one is the only one I've seen other than the original, and I love it. That was a really...
I love that one. So
they did well.
I went with a girl I was dating at the time, Halloween night, when it was a midnight showing.
Oh, good job.
And she loved horror, by the way, and I'm not going to mention her by name because obviously she's next. But she was big into, like, freaking me out, and I was hard to freak out. But she talked about, like, you know, somebody could be under the car and, like... slit our Achilles tendons, you know.
Used to
pet
cemeteries.
Like Pet Cemetery. And we were right by the woods, and she was telling me that as we got out of Chainsaw Massacre there, and we were heading to the car, and she's like, should we check under the car? Should we check under the car? I'm like, dang right, I'm going to check under the car. I did, too. Like, it was like,
have a hook hanging off of that. Handle.
As another aside, Jessica Biel is the only girl that I'm allowed to leave Jenna for. Like, it's hands down. There's no question. So, Jessica Biel, if you're out there. I'm just going to put that out there.
Good luck.
I know.
No, that's cool. Yeah. No,
just kidding, Justin.
Yeah, that movie's freaky, though. You know, I told you last year I had my wife watch it with me. Mm-hmm. She hates that movie.
Right?
She,
because it's terrible, but it's great. I mean, I don't even
bad
know how to
acting.
Explain that.
But, I mean, but they're not, they weren't, they're just young teenagers or like 20, you know, 20, 21.
The chainsaws, flipping around.
She didn't like the guy in the wheelchair. She thought he was obnoxious. I'm like, he was supposed to be obnoxious.
Right, that's
although,
the, that's
and
the
she's
point.
Like, yeah, but he was so annoying. She didn't like the acting. I'm like, it's 1973. No well-known actors doing it. So I like the creepy factor. I love the whole, all the creepy scenes, the family, just the whole,
I mean, you
it
can
could
almost,
happen. It has happened.
You can almost put it as like a B-movie. Cult classic type
it
thing.
Is right
you
right
know, it wasn't like a
right
blockbuster mainstream movie
right but it yeah. turned into oh man it's but what movie do you think I mean if you said a top five horror movie it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And to think though like that's a long time ago 1970 was it 73 or 74 now I'm drawing a blank
I can't
I know the Exorcist was 73
ooh,
but I think it's 74.
74
yeah 74 I think it's 74
oh, no.
but it's great movie though good choice
thank you 74, yes.
Where are we at, Nate?
Is it me now for number three?
Yep.
It.
Oh.
Here it comes again. Get it.
I love the new ones.
I do too.
I think they did a fantastic job remaking them and then extending it with the second one. But I still love the first one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got Pennywise stuck in my head. And
oh, yeah.
The whole, what is he? These kids going into the sewer.
Yeah.
Find them is like, you could see yourself doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
like,
yeah.
Be out fishing or whatever, and you see a drain pipe coming out, and there's a bigger one, like a two-foot one that you could possibly crawl in.
You're yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not crawling in there.
No?
Ain't no way.
Why not?
Ain't no way.
Pennywise.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's a good good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. They also down here.
Ooh. I know they were passing out balloons at the Quaker Day parade.
You were
red
the,
ones?
Or a festival.
The Pennywise
and,
vibe.
Libby goes, you want a balloon? And I instantly thought of Pennywise. I go, no, I don't want one.
Decline.
Yeah, and then, what is it? The original It actor, Tim Curry?
Oh, yeah, Tim. Yeah, Pennywise. Yeah, he did a great job.
And I love him as an actor, too. He's
oh,
done
yeah.
so great.
The Devil.
The Devil and Legend.
Three Musketeers.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
He's a pro.
Clue. The Butler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Butler did
it. I've always liked everything he's done.
He is, yeah, he's one of the best. Yeah. No, I think, I mean, I love, and I'm going to draw... He is, right.
Very English.
But the young guy in his, you know, mid late 20s that did Pennywise in the newer movies did a great job.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
he brought a whole new
like whoa
breath of fresh air to him.
Yeah, that
and that smile's real.
That's even creepier, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh gosh, I love Pennywise and the drool that they had, like when he's talking to Georgie, and you see the, it's like, oh,
salivating.
It's like little things that you notice. You know, I didn't even notice that the first time. Amy goes, oh, I go, what? She goes, how gross? And I go, she's like, don't you see the drool? I'm like, oh, I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I watched it again, I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, just little things. Oh
yeah.
The teeth. That's a good choice, Nate.
Oh yeah.
Let's see who. I think we're back to you.
Are we? Did you do your number three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Shining.
First one.
Oh, that's right. The Shining. Yeah. See, I'm getting all confused with all this back and forth. Okay. So, number two is my favorite. This is a hard one because this could be number one so easily.
Well, then put it number one.
Put it number one.
Okay. No. No, I can't.
Well, that's number two.
No, this is not. It is number two with a very close to number one.
Just kidding.
Dracula.
Ooh.
So Dracula, and it's the Bram Stoker's Gary Oldman, but I'm honestly,
I was going to ask you which one.
Well, I put OG right next to it because honestly, I love them both. I love them both, so I'm bringing them both along. But really, the Gary
Oldman. You don't like the Leslie Bram Nielsen one?
I do like that. I love it, First Bite.
Yeah. That's right.
That is good. Yeah. I love Leslie
Nielsen. I've only seen parts of it. But
they were talking about how Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun, where he landed on the Queen, and they were like, people thought that that was actually the Queen of England, and she had been. And I mean, it does look very similar to her. And but anyway, that was making me laugh.
Well, it's like the meme that has Reggie Jackson, you know, when he's approaching her and said that Reggie killed her. I'm like, oh, nice.
But Dracula is my all time favorite horror character, just is. It always has been. Frankenstein's a close second. But I love Gary Oldman, another favorite actor.
Great actor.
And that movie, if you haven't seen it still, I know
you know what? I still have not.
You've got to see
it. It's great.
It's just classic.
Yeah. What other actors are in that movie that.
Gosh. I'm blanking.
Oh, the British guy.
Matrix. Keanu Reeves.
He's
oh, my gosh. I was having a middle aged moment.
Kristen Dunst.
I think
she's the young girl, isn't she?
Oh my gosh!
Or is that Interview with a Vampire?
That's Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Cruz.
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
I was just wondering. I couldn't remember who is. What's his name? That was the Silence of the Lambs. Is he in it? The played Hannibal Lecter. He's not in that one, right?
I don't think.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he is actually.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And he also does some of the narration too.
Okay. I need to see it.
Brain is gone.
Is that Hoffman?
Winona Ryder. That's who I can't think of.
Yeah, Winona
Ryder. Right.
Oh, wow.
So Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, yeah.
Sadie Frost, Monica Bellucci, Carrie, the guy from Princess Bride, Carrie Ewells. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Waits is in it. I forgot about that.
Tom Waits.
Billy Campbell, Richard Grant. So anyway. Slew of people.
Okay. So now, I'm interested if he chose that as number two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I honestly thought that was going to be his number one.
Nope, nope.
Like either number one or like series, like you said,
like a series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guessing.
Or yeah.
Nah, it's darn close though.
Okay.
Darn close.
I've always the Dracula character too. It's not my favorite, but it's something about it. It's just. Yeah, it's creepy,
horrific, sexual. Like, yeah, I like that. It's sensual, like it's cool. There's
supernatural.
Also, there's a cool factor to it, but it's I wouldn't want to.
What a great character though,
be
that was developed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, 1800s. So, Bram, good old Bram.
Good old Bram.
Number two, that's you, Nate.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh,
good choice.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Frederick.
Sir Frederick.
Kruger.
Mr. Kruger, if you will, yeah.
So what about that movie do you like?
Series or whatever. It's the fact of like not, it's like they're real sparse with his history of how he became who he is, but then as you continue watching him, it's like you learn more and more and more of his history. But, initially he was creepy and scary and had knives on his fingers and attacks
you while
you
sleep. That would do it. Knives on his fingers and a burnt face. Well, that's pretty, check.
I love that.
But I always like characters that have like a real deep history to them that they don't embellish everything at the moment. It's like you get a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit, and it builds that character in your mind
to where he is now, why he is the way he is. I'm going to say something here on I was going to say live on air, but we're not live on air because they won't hear it live
close
on
enough,
air because it's not live on air. I have never seen I haven't seen the whole movie all the way through. I have not.
Okay.
The first
that's what we're doing after this then. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
No, I really haven't. And I would say probably 50%. So
all right. Truth Corner, right?
Yeah, Truth Corner. Yeah.
Truth be told, I mean, there's a lot of cheesiness to it, too. I mean, but that's part of his character,
from
too.
What I understand, a lot of
toys.
But a lot of people will say, like D.L. Mercury said, I've heard a lot of people say, like,
the
first
story,
one was scary, and then second, but then the more they got, he became a comical character. Like, they went away from the scary stuff, and it's just like, he's just throwing out jokes and being silly, and they're like, oh, it kind of lost the, still a cool character. If you go back to the beginning, the first couple, but then after that.
I love DL's story about meeting him, too, by the way.
I know.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Buys all the candy they got. And then
so cool.
Yeah, gets his autograph. But no, he's an iconic character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And again, we have all these movies, but, you say horror movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So.
And he wears a hat. I mean, come on. I love the hat.
A fedora.
Yeah, I love it. So,
Indiana Jones.
So my number two. This could have been my number one, but it's not. No, just kidding.
But it's not.
We already talked about underrated character. I love the franchise, Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. There you go.
I've seen that movie hundreds of times.
We've talked about that one, haven't we?
Have we?
Recently.
Love Jeepers Creepers.
That's a good call.
I can remember all the scenes in the first and the second one. I'm going to say the first one's my favorite, but I like the one with the team, the football team that gets stranded in the middle of nowhere on their bus.
Yeah.
That character, that creature is so awesome, though. I mean, he can eat you to death. He can fly. He can, all of his limbs can be reborn because he eats somebody and he needs an arm. And he will.
Yeah.
His smile. Remember the smile he gives? He does that little creepy, like, oh, my gosh. And then he'll wink, like, or he'll, like, he was telling people, like, to move. That's on the second one. But, here's another one. Here's another funny scene, though, because it's got a little bit of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I like.
Not much, but a little bit. When he's he kills somebody, and you see him, he's got, like, the door open, and he's throwing the bodies in there, and he shuts the door, and then he opens it back and throws the head in there. I love that.
That is
like,
pretty
crap,
funny.
Forgot that.
Sorry.
It'd be like a plumber. Oh, shoot, I forgot to put my wrench back in, He throws the head and then shuts it. Yeah. But when Dari is the brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
When he falls down into that in the basement or whatever you want to call it from the church, and he's like, and then he's looking around, and the whole wall is like, here's your word, a tapestry of
human skin
sewn together, their belt, and they've got, like, you see what's cool about
tattoos and stuff.
The ring, they have their
rings,
class rings, and he's like. 1970, from all these years,
the urban legends.
Yeah, it's like
so scary.
It's like, real. So
he's been around forever. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, you know, 17 something, and this is where he's kept all these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jeepers Creepers. That's my number
two. Great, honestly, that is great.
And that is, and that's definitely a movie I will watch over and over at any point in the movie. So,
oh yeah.
Who wants to do the number one?
Oh, who's Nate? To start
Nate, yeah, Nate. That's your. I'll go.
Me.
With
okay.
Your turn, not turn. Alternating turn.
Here we go. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Making noises.
We got the drum set. We could do
here we go. My number one, just because it always, whenever I think of horror movies, it's the first thing I think of.
Cabbage Patch comes
close.
To life.
Oh. Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
No. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. That's awesome.
Never seen it. No, I'm kidding. Love that
movie. Again, it's a franchise series, too, and...
There he is.
I mean, there's ones that are cornier than the others or whatever, but I know. I'm just always drawn to it. Same thing. If it's on, I watch it. And then there's crossover with Freddy Krueger, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy versus Jason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've just always... And again, it's the whole thing of like, why is he the way he is? How did this happen? How did... You know, it's just all
great
the whole
backstory
of, you know, every movie you end up learning a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did it ever give you the, like, does it make you, probably not obviously because you love lakes, but does it give you any kind of a, like make lakes? It does for me a little bit. I'll admit that it gives me the creeps from being in the lake, thinking about him. Also the blob. There was a blob.
Oh yeah. The blob.
Ooh, remember the blob?
Yeah, as it gets stuck out on the
raft.
The floating platform.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, and then it was what is the one kid that gets away and he's at the shore and he's like, ah,
and
you
it
can't
comes
get
out
me.
Like
and
a wave.
Comes out and then he's gone. It's like, okay, that was really
was that like a newer? Because I
that's
remember
a newer one.
Okay, because what creeped me out as a little kid was the original from the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
That scared, and it came out bubbling from the sink.
Yeah.
Scared the crap. Now if I watch it now, I'd be like, wait a minute, it's just Silly Putty.
But, I remember those things very vividly.
And then there's a remake that I thought was remade very well, and I don't know why they didn't make more, but whatever.
They didn't.
They just made the one.
I love the original, and of course that's without Jason.
Yes.
Right, until the, obviously not spoiler.
And that's good too. I mean, that just
I love the original, but the
it.
Second one is when Jason, you first see, you know, him. That's a great one. I love the first two. So yes, I would agree. That's Friday the 13th. Again, iconic character, and you can't say Halloween without Mr. Voorhees.
Nope.
Great number one.
And my birthday's on the 13th.
So. Oh, yes.
Yay. Yes.
am I going to or you?
That's... I can go.
You know what?
I have a feeling that we
go
it's
ahead.
The same.
Go ahead.
Now this harkens back to number three, our episode number three, right? So and we both said Halloween's my all time favorite of all time, right?
Is
I
it?
Mean it just yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember. Oh, I'm hurt
I
that you
sure.
Did
I wasn't quite
so
sure.
So Halloween is my favorite of all time. Just if the music comes on, the pumpkin and the jack-o'-lantern, the jack-o'-lantern in the beginning, it just, it gets you every time. I've watched it. Oh, I've not watched it every single Halloween, but I've watched it most Halloweens out of my life since I was able to.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it is my, that's why it trumps Dracula. I mean, that's hard to do. Like
I am very surprised. I really thought you
surprised?
Were going to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
I thought you were going to reach down and go,
I had
you know
a little
what?
Bit
I
of
can't go against my Dracul.
Internal conflict, I admit. But I've always stuck with Halloween ever since I was young. So I own it. I watch it. I love it. I want it. That's one the first ones I want Harrison to see, you know. So.
Well, I guess it's my turn, right?
Go for it. Drum roll, please.
It is Return of the Cabbage Patch Kids.
I thought it was going to be Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's another great one.
That's a great one.
Honorable
mention. It is Halloween 1978.
Yeah, you got it.
Michael Myers, my all-time favorite. It's my favorite movie.
That's awesome.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. I mean, it's just the best.
It is.
I mean,
I agree.
It's my opinion. Yeah, we did. We did episode three. Now, I will say the scariest to me, which you know, is The Exorcist.
Right.
But my favorite horror / scary movie of all time.
I feel like a little kid. I can sit there and eat all the candy I want. I can feel the Halloween feels.
Yep.
Watching that movie, it does.
And
it
you know what's great about it? And a lot
great,
of people say
great
that
memories.
It's not gory. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Even when you see it, it's not overdone.
It's the fear of the unknown.
It's insinuated, or you see it, but it's not trying to gross you out.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he stabs a guy against the closet or the pantry door. You know, what
Jamie
I mean?
Lee Curtis. Let's be honest, is awesome. I mean, I love. I actually had a crush on her. I'll be honest, when I was younger.
I mean, the music. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's. I think there's 9, 10, 11 different sound bite or sounds for the mm-hmm. different scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone is great.
They stick in your psyche too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's just there. You hear them, you know exactly what it's from.
Oh man. Right. And I got goosebumps. Mm-hmm. I love my man, Michael Myers. I'm looking at him right here.
Oh, I think I'm proud of great all movie. Of us, honestly.
Right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got them all, don't
right
we?
There.
but these five, like I said, for each of us, it's hard. It's hard to, like, we could have taken a completely different five for each of us and they're great. I mean, they would be. So,
had at the bottom of my page, and I'm going
to. Oh, do we have honorable mentions?
Do you want to do some honorable mentions or no? Are we going
to
do those?
I've got four. We don't have to go on and on.
Yeah,
about it,
but, I won't. Yeah. You want me to do mine first?
Go ahead.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, The Ring, Saw, It, The Mist.
Wait a minute. You saw it?
I saw it.
Okay.
It, get it. See? The Mist, Leprechaun.
Mm. Great movie, The Mist.
And I had one that you guys
underrated.
Probably, okay. One that I just remember as a kid that really creeped me out was The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was one, and I thought, man, I got to mention
that. That was like right at the front of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just such a cool concept.
Man, that's going back. I forgot about that.
I had to throw that out.
The Weed Eater Man's scary, too. You ever seen
Absolutely,
that one?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
It's next door.
Yeah. No, he really is. He's around the corner of the cul-de-sac. Oh, wow. I always tell the kids, right on the other side. Across. Yeah. Good one. What are your honorable mentions,
I got Blair Witch Project.
Good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Classic.
Aliens.
Oh,
again, good. Franchise.
Yes.
I love them all.
Yes. Iconic scenes.
Candyman.
Mm. Yeah, I figured that was coming up.
Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, okay. That's excellent. Okay.
And then Psycho.
Oh,
Psycho's a good
that's
one.
Been okay.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty, I'll let that one get by me.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think I have four. Again, I could have made 24, but I just chose four that I don't know how many people will have these on their list, but I do. Here's a movie it's got a lot of humor. It's not scary, but it's a movie. I'm not kidding. I've seen it 30 times, and this is definitely a movie that anywhere it is, at whatever point of the movie, I'm going to sit and watch it. Good actors too. Tremors.
Oh, Tremors. Yes.
It's a classic. I love Tremors. Kevin Bacon.
Yep. That's a good.
Gosh, what's the country singer?
I know who you're talking about, and I can't think.
Redhead.
Reba.
Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire. There.
Michael Gross, the dad from what's that with Michael J. Fox? Family Ties.
Yeah. I don't Saturday Afternoons are the worst two.
Great movie. So anyway, Tremors for me.
Middle Age Moments.
Conjuring, the first one. I love them all. I love that franchise.
The Conjuring was.
I love all three.
It was on mine too, but I kind of shoveled.
Love the Conjuring.
Shoved it off to the side.
We did this one. Well, we did the Conjuring. The Omen.
Omen's good. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I know. There's some that
Peck,
we've done. Yeah.
The original. Mm-hmm. And then my wife would disagree, but the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are my honorable mentions.
Oh, this is so much nostalgia.
All great movies.
Horrific horror.
Do you notice
nostalgia.
How, when, like, I'm looking at you guys talking, and then I can even tell, like, me talking, we get so excited
the
because
chills, yeah.
you get to remember what age-ish, when you saw it. When you first, like, oh my gosh, what is this? You know,
my brain is flowing with electricity.
You know,
I can feel it.
And so now, as adults, I'm like, I get just as excited.
I know it's weird, but cool.
But all these movies are great. Yeah, all the ones that we chose. Yeah, so there you go. That was fun.
That was so much fun. I knew it would be though.
I still have goosebumps thinking about all these different scenes and different characters and all these movies. Man, it's great ones. Yeah, I need to. I know my wife has not seen the original Friday the 13th, so I want her to sit and watch that with me. I think she'll like it.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to tell her
tonight.
Tonight, right. we're going to have four. Speaking of, okay, real quick, pray for me, guys. By the time the listeners hear this, it's going to be past. But we're going to have four 14-year-old girls in our house. So, for a sleepover.
Wow.
Good luck.
You talk about Saturday terror.
<All right.
laughs> Oh, Dad'll be working. Let me do
that. Yeah, right. I got to go.
Honey, I'm
see you later.
I just can't quite get this.
Hopefully, the ship won't sink in the sea of estrogen.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we got my wife, four teenagers, Maggie. Oh my gosh. We're going to be outnumbered 5-3. Poor Fenway and Elijah.
Good luck.
Good choices, guys, though.
I like it. Yeah.
I think the creepies will like those. And I think as we talked about them, they can remember.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I remember watching that. Or, oh yeah, this character is cool. And, yeah. So, Sean.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
We're going to do, with this, I had to do a middle-aged dark side, right? I mean, it's just going to have to be.
I was going
to
make you.
Right? Well, I went through three different songs. This is the third choice and that I was going to use. And so I'll use the other two for another time. I'm just feeling in the mood for Nirvana. I'll be honest with you on this one. I always call this one Underneath the Bridge, but it's actually called Something in the Way. Okay. And I love it because it was on the newest Batman movie, and that's how Batman, and it starts at Halloween, and it's got this dark feel. I know you don't have, you haven't seen it, and
I have
probably not going to,
but
it's a great way. You should at least watch the first 5 minutes to watch this, because Batman's very brooding, and he's just starting on his year two.
Okay.
And this song is playing, and it's like, I'm in. And a lot of that was, I love Batman, but I love.
It's a good.
So it's going to fit into this too.
Okay. Right.
So just for the mood, and then we're getting into the Halloween season. I just like it. So it's Something in the Way. So underneath the bridge, tarp has sprung a leak, and the animals I've trapped have all become my pets. And I'm living off grass in the drippings from my ceiling. It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any. Because they don't have any feelings, and that is something in the way. I mean, it's just so brooding. It's just something. So it goes something in the way. Yeah, and it goes through that several times. So underneath the bridge, tarp has sprung a leak, and the animals I've trapped have all become my pets. I'm living off the grass, dripping from the ceiling. It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings. And again, something in the way. It's just such a dark. If you haven't heard this song, which probably most people have, especially with Nirvana. Nirvana has got a dark history, a great history, nostalgia. But just this song sets such a dark tempo, and I thought this was gonna, you know, I know we're having fun with it, there's some darkness to what we're talking about, but I was like, this is just a good way to set the mood. So if you haven't heard the song, go listen to it. It's not very long. I knew it would be a quick, just kind of setting the mood kind of thing, or ending the mood, whatever, but I thought it would be a fun one. So go listen to it, and if you have listened to it 1,000 times, go listen to it again.
You're saying
it's fantastic.
Go listen to it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm a pro Nirvana listener.
I love Nirvana.
This song. That's one of my favorite Nirvana songs, to be honest.
Yeah, they're good. I would agree. Good job. I like that.
Thank you. I thought you were good job.
Now we're going to spill into the announcements.
Yes. The second part of the announcements. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can certainly email us, contact us with any requests, show ideas, merch orders, and our email address is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's 2 A's. Come listen to us. Every Tuesday, we have a short little video, Tuesday Terror videos. So come get you some, right? We're on all podcast apps to listen to. Subscribe and give us 5-star ratings and reviews. Please tell someone you know. Word of mouth means everything to us. We sell merch with our logo on it. Go get you some of that as well, right? And we offer segment sponsorships for only $50 per segment. So email us if you're interested for more information. And there's talk about, were you going to say that one?
Yeah, having some sponsors for our Tuesday Terror videos.
I think that's...
How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
It'll be the same price, $50.
Yes.
Per sponsorship and per video. So, yeah.
We got to bring our game then, right?
We do. That's when we need to bring Nate in. Nate's going...
What? Yeah.
Nate's like, what's that? What's wrong?
Hey, say what? So what?
Yeah, so that's just... I mean, and trust me, the best way to support us is to listen, subscribe and listen. Give us a rating and review, and then telling other people. So this isn't about money,
and
but it just helps us.
If you see us out in public, let us geek out on you, right?
Correct. Okay. But no, but like, you know, we all have jobs. We're not trying to be rich off of anybody. But
that's right.
What this money does, like we pour the money back into the show, meaning like we use it to do our merch giveaways. You know what I mean? So the stickers and the magnets and the cups and T-shirts and stuff. So we use money from what's been donated. You know, we've used the money to go on our tours and investigations, you know, so it's not like we're trying to pay bills off of this,
right?
or retire.
No.
So it goes back into the show. And but yeah, so we're going to try to maybe get some sponsorships for the Tuesday Terror.
I like it.
On Thursdays. No, wait.
Wait, what?
Is that it?
That's it. That's all.
Whoa. That was smooth. Man, I was just right through it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bay. Hey, you.
Bada something, huh? Let's go bury the bodies.
Hey. AAUs, nay,
AAUs.
What you got?
Here's Mako, and that's a wrap.
Oh,
I like
nice.
It.
Nice. Yeah, that, you know what?
That's a golf clap. One hand clapping something.
We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode number 81 and us discussing our top 5 scary movies of all time. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, award winning sound engineer, I might add. And we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.